This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, April 9th. God's word to you today is living proof. Our scripture reading is taken from Acts 1, verse 3, and it says, "During the 40 days after he suffered and died, he appeared to apostles from time to time, and he proved to them in many ways that he was actually alive. He talked to them about the kingdom of God." The apostles would gather behind closed doors for fear of the Jewish leaders, and Jesus would appear, showing himself, and prove to them that he is alive. He did this because the disciples and the apostles were going to be witnesses. These people saw Jesus crucified and they saw him buried. If they were not convinced that he was alive, that would have been the end of the mission, the end of the gospel. Jesus needed to spend 40 days with them, showing up at different times, explaining things to them, and proving that he was alive. However, there was one of the apostles, Thomas, who had become discouraged and was not present at their meetings. So when Jesus showed himself and would answer the questions that others had, he was not present. John 20, verses 24 to 26 say, "One of the 12 disciples, Thomas, nicknamed the twin, was not with the others when Jesus came. They told him, 'We have seen the Lord.' But he replied, 'I won't believe it until I see the nail wounds in his hand, put my fingers in them, and place my hand into the wound in his side.' 8 days later, the disciples were together again, and this time Thomas was with them. The doors were locked, but suddenly, as before, Jesus was standing among them. 'Peace be with you,' he said." What if, as you're seated with your family, about to have lunch, suddenly Jesus shows up? While someone will say hallelujah, for some it will be panic. I pray he shows up at your house. In Jesus' name, amen. John 20, verses 27 to 28 say, "Then he said to Thomas, 'Put your finger here and look at my hands. Put your hand into the wound in my side. Don't be faithless any longer. Believe.' 'My Lord and my God,' Thomas exclaimed." The Bible did not record that Thomas put his hands into the holes in Jesus' hand or side. But seeing Jesus alive, standing in front of him, was enough proof for Thomas. One of the biggest lies that is floating around is that Christianity is the white man's religion, and it is being used to cheat and subdue Africans. So to reject every form of colonialism, you have to reject Christ, reject Christianity. That is such a shallow argument, because Christianity did not even originate from the West. Christianity originated from the Middle East, from a carpenter's house. Jesus said he will take that gospel to the end of the earth through his witnesses. And he has achieved that with different mechanisms and people. And we are glad that it got to us. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song.
You're the resurrection and the life. Jesus is your name. At the mention of your holy name, dead things will come alive. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.